Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
About That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling, so make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP.
And lastly, we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. From April 29th to May 4th, if you deposit on Underdog Fantasy, you'll have a chance to win $1 million in their best ball contest. That's right, $1 million. So sign up now at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
That action, boss.
Welcome everyone to About That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Monday, May 3rd. Mark, how are you?
We are absolutely thriving into the month of May already. I didn't realize that. That's pretty wild. Tomorrow's May 4th, Star Wars Day.
That's right. Tomorrow is May 4th, followed by, of course, Cinco de Mayo the very following day. An exciting week.
It's the 5th of May.
That's right. And Mark, we hung out over the weekend. That was nice.
Yeah, that was great. Kyle ventured up towards Los Angeles, that's California. Right. What did you think?
I had a good time. You know, getting there is always a bit of a drive up from San Diego County. You know, I tried to time it well by going on Friday. I stopped by the SGP studio, in fact, on my way up. Got to see Sean and Kramer and Colby.
Have they finished building my shrine yet, or is that?
I'll tell you what, works. The place is really coming along. They've got the SGPN logo up on the wall above the bar because you got to have a bar in your studio. They've got a nice space in there up in LA, so that was cool to check out. And then of course, you know, heading out on the town with Mark is always a good time. We went to Cava the next day. Gotta love Cava, dude. I'm a big fan of that place. Recently discovered.
We got into a wild conversation about the humanity of breeding dogs.
That's right. We did.
Why were we even talking about that?
Because a friend of mine brought that up, that she doesn't think the breeding of dogs is moral or whatever, and then it went down this whole slippery slope from there. But yeah, we had a few wild conversations and a great weekend getting to see each other. So that was fun. Mark's going to be down in San Diego County coming up next month. So we're going to get up to even more trouble. Looking forward to you.
When are we allowed to make the official announcement on that? That's the rule.
I think we can do that starting in June. What would that be? The first week of June when the Euro soccer tournament takes place. Mark and I will be doing a Euro show. Basically, we're going to basically cover every single game in the Euros. We're going to do a show for it. We're going to be betting it the whole month. Basically runs through the entire month of June. We will be going through a rebrand The show will be getting a brand spanking new name and its own feed. So that'll be something exciting as well. We'll be simulcasting on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. So you can still listen to us here when that happens next month. But we'll eventually be transitioning over to our own feed. Mark, we've gone through podcast puberty and we have reached the glory zone. The target has been reached that we've been trying to get to. So we're really excited about that coming up.
We have passed through the glory hole and into the glory zone.
I
love it.
let's see, sports news this past week. We had the Kentucky Derby. We didn't do a Kentucky Derby show this year, despite the fact that you did so well last year. It just snuck up on us, and we wanted to do F1, Formula One. So Kentucky Derby happened. Medina Spirit wins. Bob Baffert wins another one.
That Bob Baffert guy's got it figured out.
Yeah, he sure does have it figured out. Nice guy. I'm obviously like... We should just be betting Bob Baffert's horses, and we'd be up money just doing that religiously. So he gets that done. NFL draft took place last week. Any surprises? Anything you want to mention there?
It was pretty. I'm one of the few people that actually like watches the draft on television.
Yeah,
like
you
every
are.
Year, I tell myself like I'm gonna watch like the top 10 picks.
Yeah.
And then I just get sucked into watching all like 4 hours of it. I love watching the draft process. You get to watch these kids' dreams come true.
That's
and
true.
Regret that you were born to parents that are 5'8 and 5'3 respectively. Never had a shot at the NFL, unfortunately. Maybe in the next life we'll get there. But yeah, I mean, I guess surprise-wise, I mean, I don't know if it was a surprise, but Trey Lance went to the Niners at the third pick ahead of Justin Fields, who dropped all the way to 11 to the Chicago Bears. So I guess I'd say that was probably the steal of the draft technically, even though it was the 11th pick and they traded up to get it. I mean, I still think Justin Fields out of the top 10. That seems like a steal to me. And then there were some funny ones. Like I have a good friend of mine is a Las Vegas Raiders fan. All week I was giving him shit like John Gruden's going to make some absurd pick. Like, just you wait. And he's like, he had this whole list of guys and all the like Mel Kiper draft picks that were like clearly the ones that people thought were going to go. And they knew they needed the offensive tackle position. They took Alex Leatherwood, who was, I think he was ranked like the 6th or 7th best offensive tackle prospect. He's from Alabama, obviously, like great program. And he's a solid player. He went 17th, which was, I guess that was probably the surprise, like jump up the board. And Justin Fields is the surprise fall down the board.
For sure.
Amongst some others, there were some guys that were supposed to go in the first round that fell all the way out to like the, I want to say the 3rd, like Jeremiah Owusu-Koroma. From Notre Dame, the linebacker,
sure.
He was one of the best linebackers in the draft, fell all the way to the 52nd pick. I could go on and on. The draft is a fascinating process. But yeah, happy for these kids to get their dreams to come true. And I'm actually excited to see Trevor Lawrence in action, too, and Zach Wilson for the Jets. So
agreed.
It's going to be an exciting NFL season.
Agreed. Definitely some good names to look forward to next NFL season. Mark, we made some About That Action history last week with our Formula One picks on the Portuguese Grand Prix. It's that time. It's time for Financial Investing 101.
Because all we care about is getting fucking rich.
Do it live. I can go right in and we'll do it live.
Financial Investing 101.
Fucking thing sucks.
Mark, you really, really wanted to do the Formula One show, and we did do it. Was it profitable? The most important question, Mark. Did you make any money over
It depends
weekend?
Who you listen to. If you listen to me, you're balling out this weekend. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Quick recap, I suppose. I had Lewis Hamilton to get pole position. You took Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
That did not happen. We had a surprise pole position. Valtteri Bottas, who is the Mercedes teammate of Hamilton, he got pole position, so we lost there. Mm-hmm. But from then on, oh my God, it was bang on perfect. I took Lewis Hamilton to win the race. He did just that at, I want to say that was plus 125. And then I took the three guys to finish on the podium in the top three, Hamilton, Verstappen, and Bottas.
Wow.
All three did that. I doubled down on that analysis, and I put that into a parlay that you took as well at plus 273, and we cashed that. So I ended up at plus $425.
All right,
after
fair enough.
Only four bets. And let me just say, Lewis Hamilton came in second for the pole position by 0.007 of
a
second.
Right.
It was that close.
It was
that
almost
close
a clean sweep.
It was almost a
clean sweep.
It was almost a half a G weekend right there, which would have been nice. So you bet your ass I'm going to continue betting Formula One with or without you.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe you're onto something here, Mark. I was giving you some slack last week about the sport, and No, I mean, you pretty much cleaned up altogether. I obviously, just for the sake of being controversial, was like picking things that you weren't picking just for the fun of it. But I came out to like pretty much even. I lose $7 at the end of the day. Thankfully, your genius podium parlay, Mark, keeps me in the game. I took a shot on what was that guy's name? Perez?
Sergio Perez. Yep. He came in fourth place, so it wasn't a bad bet.
Yeah, I took
but
a shot
it, it
on
went
him.
Against the parlay. So I mean,
right,
you set yourself
right.
up for a lose-lose.
Yeah,
there.
I sure did. And then Verstappen comes second. So it was all right. I mean,
you basically paid $7 to experiment with Formula One, which
yeah.
I mean, $7 for Formula One, I'd say that's worth it. I'd say you're getting pretty close to hooked. I can see it.
Yeah, I definitely am. My interest is growing. We were watching some highlights together when we were hanging out over the weekend. Definitely a sport I'm going to be watching a little bit more. I'm down to do some more picks on it sometime. Maybe
as
you're onto
the
something
summer
here.
Comes around and the weather clears up in Europe in particular, then you can start betting your boy Max Verstappen
okay.
without the rain.
Ah.
And I could see you'll cash out big time for
all
sure.
Right,
trust.
All right. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and switch gears here. Nice transition into
wow,
soccer. Let's talk some Champions League. It's a big week for the Champions League. First legs already done in the semifinals, but the second leg takes place over the next 2 days. So without further ado, let's dive into some picks for the Champions League semifinals. The first matchup we're going to look at takes place tomorrow. We've got Manchester City, -145 favorites on the money line. They take on Paris Saint-Germain, +350 dogs. In the first leg, we've got a 2-1 aggregate scoreline. Manchester City gets a huge result away, scoring two away goals to Paris Saint-Germain's one home goal. And now PSG has to come into town behind two goals, if you will, and try to come back here. So what do you think takes place in the second leg?
I'm going to take Man City to go through here, and I went into the props here, and I think it's going to be over a goal or over 1.5 goals total in the match, which gets you an even money line there, so you get back what you put down.
Okay.
I mean, -145 is a good line, but I think you could sweeten it up just because PSG have absolutely no choice but to go for this game, right? Like, they're going to send everything forward. The way they play, obviously, they have so much offensive firepower. Like, that was going to be the game plan anyways. I think Man City has enough to get the job done for sure, and they're playing at home, which does have an impact in the European games where the teams have to travel back and forth. Plus, having those two away goals, that's a huge buffer. So PSG knows that not only do they have to get a win here, but they've got to score two or more goals.
Right.
They got to score two goals just to get this thing into extra time and hope that Man City don't score. So, I mean, PSG is going to go for it. Their defense is a bit weak, I would say, compared to what Man City has to offer. Obviously, I think Manchester City is the best team in the world right now. So I think it's going to be – I could see this being like a 3 or 4 goal game, to be honest, because
yeah.
PSG just have their backs against the wall. They have no choice but to fight fire with fire. So I don't know what your sentiment is. If you're going to go for the upset here, which isn't even that bad of value. I mean, when you have Neymar and Mbappe on your
right.
team, who knows? But I'm going to take Man City here.
Yep. Agree with everything you said. Yeah, the upset isn't a terrible bet. Like you said, some world-class players on the PSG side. And you expect Manchester City to play conservatively, protecting that advantage that they gained over in Paris in the first leg. But that being said, I'm going to get a little bit creative this week in this pick here. I like a plus money play that doesn't have to do with either team winning. I like both teams to score in the second half, Mark. We know both these teams are going to be exchanging goals. Like you said, you could see 3 or 4 in this game. And typically, we see more goals in the second half. In soccer, especially in the Champions League, we get lots of thrilling finishes to matches. I feel like it's worth a plus money play at +145 to take both teams to score in the second half. I think first half, PSG is going to press, and Man City's probably going to play a little more conservatively, but I do expect that deadlock to break at some point, and then the game maybe breaks open, Mark, is what I'm thinking. So if that break open happens, late first half, early second half, I could see each team scoring in that second 45 minutes, and I like the plus money. Your thoughts on that creativity? A pick I've never made on the show before.
I like that. I didn't even think of that. I guess that is a good way if you want to get into the plus money here.
Yeah.
I think my thing is that I could easily see this being one of those games where PSG comes out strong early, like they did in the first leg. Listeners watched the first leg, PSG dominated that first half. They went up a goal, and then Man City just turned it around at halftime. So you never know if you're going to get that again. And I think if PSG get their first goal in the first half, which I don't think is unlikely, that'll make it interesting to see, like, okay, how is Man City going to adjust their game plan here? And right. how will PSG, maybe they can now say, okay, we can sit back just a little bit. We don't need a push to get that second goal as hard. I mean, they need the second goal.
Yeah.
They need it, but it's not as urgent. So it'll just depend on that, which is, I think, is why you get a plus money here.
Right.
But yeah, I definitely think both teams to score in general, too, is just a good pick. I've seen you've got no penalty kicks at minus 200.
Yeah, I was about to talk about that.
That's a great line.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I feel
they really think it's that likely to get a penalty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, how many games do we watch and how often do you see a penalty? Not that often. And yeah,
it probably has something to do with the players on the field. Like, you have, like,
you have Neymar.
Both teams have such good dribblers.
Neymar shifts the line for his flops. It's possible. But I mean, I was looking through the book and I was like, you know, no penalties in this match is at minus 200. You can get, yes, there will be a penalty at like plus 150 or something. I'm like, feels like out of minus 200, that feels like value. Agree or disagree? I mean,
totally agree. I'm going to hop on that with you, to be honest.
Yeah, minus 200, no penalties. I mean, is there a chance penalty takes place? Do we see plenty of penalties in the Champions League? Sure. Do we have floppers out there? Yeah, we got Neymar. Yeah, we've got, I mean, there's not really any notorious flopper on Manchester City, but Neymar and Mbappe for sure, great dribblers who can go down in the box. But I still feel like it's such a huge call to make. Such a huge call to make.
And they've got VAR too, so
they've got
VAR. Go back and look at it.
They can go back. So you might not, the odds of getting a bogus penalty go down. I mean, it's such a huge call to make in a Champions League match in a semifinal that I feel like most of the times in these big matches, referees don't want to get that involved. You know, like it's just a huge call to make.
Yep.
So it does happen, but I think at minus 200, that's a line that stood out to me. I was like, I'm going to definitely mention that on the show. So no penalties is my second pick in this matchup. Getting real creative. I've got both teams to score in the second half at plus 145 and no penalties to happen in this match at minus 200. All right, Mark, second matchup takes place on Wednesday. Another English club, we've got Chelsea. They are the plus 120 favorites. They take on Real Madrid, plus 245, underdogs coming into town. In the first match, we saw a 1-1 aggregate score with Chelsea scoring the more important goal away at Madrid. What do you think of this one?
This is definitely the more complex one to break down.
Agreed.
I watched that match, and Chelsea was so dominant in the first half. Like, especially, I mean, obviously we have the American bias, but Christian Pulisic was on fire. He scored an amazing goal, first of all. And he set up Timo Werner, who just, this guy, oh my God, he'll do everything he can to not score a goal. I don't understand it. Find someone who has as much faith in you as Thomas Tuchel has in Timo Werner. If you find that person, no matter what side you lean towards, you're going far in life. I'm telling you right now. But yeah, so I mean, Chelsea was just all over them. Could have gone up two or three goals. They didn't. They let up a goal from nothing to Karim Benzema off of a set piece, which they'll be frustrated about.
Right.
But like you said, they got the all important away goal here. And I just think Chelsea's form right now, I mean, they're absolutely on fire. Their defense has been absolutely incredible for this past month or so. So I think
it's the new manager, the new manager bump.
Exactly. I mean, it's been almost half a season.
Still.
But yeah, no, it really has been. He's really shored things up back there. And this is a manager who was in the Champions League final last year with PSG, actually.
How about that?
Yeah, so I mean, he knows how to get past these stages in the tournament here, which is important because Chelsea hasn't been there with this group of players. Mm-hmm. I mean, and PSG has. They were there last year with a very similar squad. So I mean, Real Madrid. Those players are obviously very, very experienced in that regard. Real Madrid's won the tournament more than any team in history. So I think that'll be important, having a manager that can keep things close and compact here. I'm going to take – that was a very long-winded intro to this game. Holy shit. Right. But I do like Chelsea here at plus money. They're plus 120 at home. I think they were much more dominant against Madrid in the last match, even though the result didn't reflect that. They were away from home, so I think they're satisfied with that result. They've got the buffer of the away goal. I like them to go through. Not going to take any props here just because really anything can happen with these two teams. Both plus money, of course. I think that's reflected in that line.
Yeah.
So I like Chelsea at plus 120. I'm not going to get greedy here, and I think they go through.
That sounds good. I was trying to figure out what to do with this game as well. It's a tough one because Chelsea could very easily just play, park the bus and play defense and make this even if they lose 1-0, they're through. They could just play this game so
defensively. No, if they lose 1-0, they're out.
Oh, sorry. If they lose 1-0, they're out. If it's 0-0, sorry, they're through. But I just feel like, yeah, I was looking at the over-under, and I was like, all right, 2.5, this game could easily be, a 1-1 that goes into extra time. Or there's just so many – I see a lot of low-scoring scenarios, but at the same time, if Chelsea do play very defensively – but that lock is broken, then they need to score, and then it kind of feels like the floodgates open, right? And like you said, they've just been so good recently that it's hard not to expect goals. So what I decided to do is to take the both teams to score. I feel like there's value on it at minus 110. That way, a couple different scenarios cash this bet, right? If you have Chelsea parking the bus at the beginning and then conceding a goal, then they need to score themselves. Which automatically gets you that both teams to score if they are able to do that. You also have, let's say Chelsea score first, then you have Real Madrid more desperate to score because they're already, behind. They need that away goal. They need two at that point. So either way, whichever team scores first, the other team will desperately need a goal. So that, for that reason, I like the both teams to score at minus 110. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, that's definitely sound logic. Real Madrid has to score. They have no option. They don't score, they're out. That's the way it works. So, and they definitely have the talent to do it. They have the experienced players to get the job done. I don't think they're going to be over eager to go out and get that goal in the same way that PSG has to be. Because I think, this matchup is much closer. And Obviously they don't need two goals. They only need one to force extra time. And even if they kept a clean sheet, then they could do it within the 90 minutes. So I definitely like this pick at minus 110 to go both teams to score here. And it's just two teams that have so much offensive firepower that you really can't ever bet against them not scoring in a match,
I agree. It's you look at the lineups, you look at the world-class players on each side, and you hope to see a goal from at least each team. Before we go ahead and dive into our Champions League future picks, we're going to pick which teams end up in the final, which team ends up winning the final. We're also going to give the classic lock dog parlay. In this case, it'll be a parlay only. But before we do that, a quick word from our sponsors. This show is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Win Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WinBet. Get started today and you'll receive a special offer of up to $500 in a risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by Roman. Look, no one's perfect. Even the best footballers in the world miss penalty kicks with the game on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometime, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP. Now with Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/SGP. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't played on Underdog Fantasy, you have to check it out. Their fantasy Best ball tournaments are some of the best around. Even better is their NFL Draft Weekend special. Sign up between April 29th and May 4th, and you'll have a chance to win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. When you go to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN, you will get $25 free, which you can use to enter their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament. SGP will be running private best ball drafts for the listeners as well. This is a limited time offer that ends May 4th, so go to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for your chance to win that $1 million. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
And lastly, we're brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what hashtag DGens only care about most, and that's sports betting. We're giving out free daily video picks over on our Better Than Vegas profile page. Better Than Vegas is also always running a ton of free contests. They've got a ton of free picks and handicappers to check out too, so make sure to subscribe to our profile so you don't miss a single pick. At sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
Just like that, we're back. Let's make some future picks for the Champions League. We are in the semifinal, so we'll just be picking which teams to reach the final over the next couple of days, and then who we like to win that final matchup. Mark, take it away.
I guess it's interesting here because it's almost an opportunity to hedge some of your bets. Like,
yeah,
I'm looking at City versus PSG. Like, that line right there is minus, just for the match, is -145 to City and +350 to PSG, We spoke about before the break. But City to go through is -825. And PSG is, +1,000.
Interesting, huh?
Think there's value on that? +1,000? Like, why take -825? Like, what does that get me?
+1,000 for PSG to overcome this first leg deficit and make it through. That's the line, +1,000?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, there's definitely value at +1,000 on when a team has Neymar and Mbappe, right? I mean, at +1,000, that's a big number for some global superstars like that. So that's definitely interesting.
They win 2-0, they're through.
That's definitely interesting. I mean, we agree that Manchester City is the best team in the world, so I'm not going to bet against them. But that is interesting, Mark. That is interesting.
I'm convinced. You convinced me. I was having a moment of insanity.
No, you weren't. I mean, +1,000, you're right. 2-0. I mean, it's 2-0 could happen. It could happen. That's something to think about. I'll sleep on it tonight, Mark. But
were dominant in that first half of the first leg. Like, maybe they get that back. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a big number. It's a big number.
I don't know. Consider it if you want. I guess we have to double. I mean, mathematically, we have to double down on Man City winning, right? Like, what would be the number that we'd have to bet on each one for it to cancel out? It's not even possible.
Man City is who we like to reach the final here, right? Man City to qualify.
Yeah, we'll take Man City. It's -825. It's peanuts, but yeah. I mean, it's a win or tie, and they go through. So that's why that line is looking so juicy right there.
Yeah, it would be quite a slip up for Man City to not reach the final after that great first leg performance. So we'll go ahead and expect the expected here and expect Manchester City to get through to the final at -825 despite the juicy price. Second matchup, you took Chelsea to beat... You took Chelsea to beat Real Madrid. I took both teams to score.
Yeah, you never said who you thought was going to win.
Right. I think Chelsea will win as well. I'm on board with you there. I was just trying to be like, come at it from another angle. But yeah, I think Chelsea has the best chance to go through as well. I mean, obviously, they're going into this matchup with an advantage as well because they have their away goal from the first leg. Chelsea to reach the final is -160. So not too far from their slight plus money line to win the match on Wednesday. Is that what we like there?
Yeah, I definitely think Chelsea's going through here. I'm going to double down on them for sure. And then, but where it gets interesting,
we're going to have a Premier League final.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see. I think it's always interesting when two teams from the same league play each other in the European competitions. Right. Like, you never quite know what's going to happen. I remember specifically Liverpool when they were just getting really good under Jurgen Klopp. They played Man City in the quarterfinal of the Champions League one year. In like 2018, I want to say. And yeah, they won 3-0. They thrashed Man City.
Right.
So it's like you never know what you're going to get in a final like that. So I guess, I mean, I still like City to win the whole thing at -165. But right now, you can get Chelsea at +350 to go through and win the whole thing, which I don't think is out of the realm of possibility at all.
I'll take that right now, Mark.
Do it. I'm tempted to do it myself. I mean, that's a good line. I think Chelsea, City, two teams that know each other really well.
Two teams that know each other well. I think, honestly, they should be 1-2 in the Premier League if Chelsea has a better season. I think Chelsea, when they're on, I mean, wow, they're a fun team to watch. When Manchester City's on, they're a fun team to watch. I think they're pretty evenly matched teams if they're both playing their best day. And obviously, in that circumstance, you have to take the juicier line, which in this case would be Chelsea. We expect them to get through this this match here in a couple days and then get to the final. I'll go ahead and take that value now, +350. I think Manchester City are obviously the favorites to win it all, but +350 on a team like Chelsea, I'll take that value for sure.
All right, well, I guess you'll go for that. I'm tripling down on Man City. I got them winning tomorrow. I got them going through, and I got them winning the whole thing.
Sounds good. That sounds like a plan. So you've got them at, just to be clear, you have them at -165 to lift the trophy. I have Chelsea at +350 to do the same. It's time to close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Parlay.
Lock Dog Parlay.
Kind of hard to lock anything up. Kind of hard to find a dog when we're only looking at two matches. Definitely no dogs for either of us. If I had to give a lock, I'd say Manchester City to win against PSG, but I don't want to force you into a lock when there's only two matches to look at, Mark, so don't worry about that. Do you have a lock or a parlay maybe that you want to give out for these next couple days?
I'm definitely doing a Kyle Watnell-style parlay with just together the two games. City versus Chelsea on the money line.
Beautiful.
Is +272. I feel like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's probably there's no other legal parlay that you can make.
No other legal ones. I agree. Basically the England final parlay, if you will, the Premier League Champions League final is the parlay, taking the two Premier League teams to get through this week with wins, or at least get through with advancements into the next round. So Manchester City on the money line and Chelsea on the money line combined, as you mentioned, +272 will be the parlay for the Champions League semifinal.
Oh, I've got a dog that I like. I just found a dog.
All right, let's hear it.
I went into the props here.
Yeah, get creative.
There's some good props on yellow cards. I'm going to say I like – ooh, there's a lot in here. There's a lot in here that I really like.
Can you do a player yellow card, or is it just over-under?
Players get yellow cards. Wow. You can do both. I'm going to say I'm going to give out my dog here.
Okay.
Marco Verratti to get a yellow card at +185. I'm thinking he's the center mid. He's that bullish center mid. He's running around. He's putting tackles in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going up against Kevin De Bruyne, who's the king of counterattacks right there and making those through balls.
Yeah, he stops him on a counterattack. He pulls his
jersey. He says, hey, if Man City score a goal here, we're out. I gotta pull him by the shirt. I gotta commit this foul here. I'm gonna see him getting yellow here. And Idrissa Gana Gueye is sent off. So he was sent off in the last match. So he's not gonna be playing. So Verratti's gonna have to fill that role where he's running around. I think he's gonna definitely get booked in this match.
What a
bet. +185. Sign me up.
What a bet. Love you getting creative. That is the UEFA Champions League semifinal second leg show. Thank you for tuning in. You can follow me at BetOnKyle. You can visit Sports Gambling Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. You can follow at the SGP Network on Twitter. As we mentioned at the top of the show, some exciting things coming to the program next month. So we're looking forward to that. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Mark, any last words before we close out the show for the week?
Can't say I have any last words. When are we getting back to Formula One? I'm trying to get rich here. Seems to be the best way to do it.
We'll talk about it. See you next week.